The morning sky lightens and snow falls on the cottage. It falls on the thatch, concealing the moss and the mouse damage, smoothing out the undulations, filling in the hollows and slips, melting where it touches the bricks of the chimney. Kat looked at her watch nervously.
For a drummer, Taz is the worst timekeeper I've ever met in my life.
What time did the manager say he'd be here?
Asked the young woman sitting next to her. This is a story often told, but rarely told well. It is the story of the Century Blade and his fight against the dragons. But to tell the story, first, I need to set the scene.
All the other gods are waiting, Natsuko,
Fayuko said, his childish voice high and excited.
Hurry up and choose.
Natsuko frowned at her twin brother.
Come on, let's go in. It can't be any worse than out there.
He followed the girl through the hole in the door.
I really don't feel well. I think it was that rat. As soon as it bit me, I started to get pins and needles in my hand.
The temperature in the room dropped several degrees. I stood stock still. There's something behind me, isn't there? A ghost.
Not another one.
Who on earth are you?
I'm Florence, miss. I work here, at the inn. John James Demon was the master of the inn at the time. A very distinguished gentleman he was, miss. It was his daughter that hired me.
You watched the old man over the table as he stared at the few pieces left to him. He was chewing on the left side of his moustache, grinding the hairs between his teeth as he tried to find a way out of the trap she'd led him into. There was no way out. Only fools left anything to chance.
Don't worry,
you said, stifling a yawn.
We have all day.
Don't rush me,
the old man snapped as he stared at his pieces.
My will is set. Today is the day I beat you.
One thing I'd discovered during my 19 years on this planet, the average human is an idiot. In my native Norway, like most of the world.
The cool spring air rushes in, mixes with the cigarette smoke and scratches the back of my throat, making me cough.
Sorry, terribly bad habit. So, I'll cut to the chase. I've been head of this department for 10 years. How many copywriters and art directors do you think I've managed? I know this job, I know my team, I know Violet, and I don't buy Stuart Inman's bullshit for 1 second. So, what's the story?
We went on a date that didn't work out.
In my opinion, it's all on him. I don't recall asking what you thought. And what on earth have you done to your hair? Are you trying to look like Hugh Grant?
No, I'm not trying to look like Hugh Grant.
Good, because you'll never pull it off.